91X News.
It's minus 7 and sunny at noon from QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Tyson Naylor. The United Way of Quinte has fallen short of its $1.9 million donation goal for 2017. This morning, Kathy Murphy of the United Way announced the campaign raised $1.8 million of their $1.9 billion goal. Murphy says the difference will be made up with a contingency plan that includes working with agencies that have received additional funding to see if they can move money around. Toronto police say they don't believe they'll lay charges against the mother of a newborn baby boy who was allegedly abandoned Tuesday morning outside a commercial building. Constable David Hopkins says the mother is receiving medical care but declined to provide further details. Police say they received a call just before 11 a.m. from someone claiming to be a passerby who found the infant behind a plaza in the city's West End. Police say the investigation is ongoing. Premier Kathleen Wynne is shuffling her cabinet less than 5 months before the Ontario election. Her itinerary for Wednesday shows a swearing-in ceremony in the afternoon, but gives no indication on how many ministers will be involved. Several senior cabinet members have indicated they're not running again for the June election, so Wynne may be looking to give those prominent posts to caucus members who are trying to get re-elected. Wynne last shuffled her cabinet in July with a few moves to replace Glenn Murray, who left as environmental minister to become executive director of the Pimbia Institute. At that time, Chris Ballard became the environmental minister and Peter Melanchthon was promoted to take over Ballard's former post as housing minister. A global coalition led by Canada and the United States is now focusing on the actions of North Korea's two most important allies, China and Russia, calling for rigorous enforcement of the United Nations sanctions as the best way to curb North Korea's growing nuclear threat. Beth Layton has the story.
This is a threat that has united the world.
Canadian Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland spoke yesterday in Vancouver at a 20-nation summit seeking ways to contain North Korea's nuclear aspirations. Freeland says there is global appreciation for the threat and consensus that sanctions are the best way forward, with China and Russia keys to that plan.
Part of what we need to do now is build on that political consensus to be sure that the enforcement actually follows.
Russia and China weren't invited to yesterday's meeting, and both countries say the summit won't improve prospects for peace with North Korea. Beth Layton, The Canadian Press, Vancouver.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says society is still lagging behind the changing times on Parliament Hill when it comes to sexual misconduct. But in an interview with The Canadian Press, Trudeau says he hopes businesses and organizations across the country will see that Ottawa is a leading by example toward workplaces that don't tolerate bad behavior.
The fact that we have no tolerance for this, that we will not brush things under the rug, but we will take action on it immediately, is part of the modeling that we hope to see taken on elsewhere across the hill, but also throughout workforces and workplaces in Canada.
The sister of a woman who, along with her husband, faces allegations of keeping their 13 children captive in their California home, says her nieces and nephews faced an extremely strict existence. Elizabeth Flores tells Good Morning America that she didn't see any type of abuse.
I was shocked because my sister and I really haven't had a sister relationship for about 20 years. So other than maybe like a call every once in a while, and sometimes those calls were like a year apart.
The Bank of Canada is raising its 10-setting interest rate this morning for the third time since last summer. Canadian Press reporter Terry Padwell says the central bank is citing the recent run of strong economic data as main reason behind its decision to hike up the rate to 1.25%, up from 1%.
In a statement, the bank says Canada's solid job creation has led to healthier than anticipated consumption and residential investment. And while higher interest rates and stricter mortgage rules should slow down the growth in consumer spending, the bank says business investment and exports are expected to rise and carry the economy along for the ride.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says his government is a long way from starting over or scrapping the inquiry into missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. Terry Pedwell has a story.
Justin Trudeau says the federal government is monitoring the work of the federally funded commission and its staff to ensure they have the ability to do their jobs. But despite the recent resignation of a second inquiry executive director, the Prime Minister says now is not the time for the government to step into the process. Trudeau also says he's spoken with a number of individuals and family members who told their stories to the commission and are pleased with the way things are going. The commission maintains the departure of Debbie Reid as executive director will not disrupt its work. Terry Federle, Canadian Press, Ottawa.
A Chinese-American journalist who extensively interviewed an exiled businessman says his wife has been kidnapped and held for months by Chinese security forces. Alessa Fuchs has more.
Chen Xiaoping, a New York-based editor, says a new video that surfaced this week of his wife denouncing his work was filmed under duress. He says this proves that she is being held by the government in an effort to pressure him. Over the past year, Chen has been at the center of a political firestorm surrounding a fugitive real estate billionaire. Guo Wengui repeatedly appeared on Chen's live stream broadcast to air sensational allegations of corruption within the upper echelons of China's ruling Communist Party. I'm Mossy Fuchs.
The U.S. Navy is filing charges related to two deadly ship collisions. Mike Garcia reports.
A Navy spokesman says five officers face charges, including negligent homicide, for two Navy ship collisions in which a total of 17 sailors were killed last year. Commander Bryce Benson, two lieutenants, and one lieutenant junior grade face charges for the collision last June of the USS Fitzgerald with a commercial ship off Japan in which seven U.S. sailors died. Commander Alfredo J. Sanchez and a chief petty officer face charges for the collision of the USS John S. McCain with an oil tanker off Singapore in August in which 10 U.S. sailors were killed. After an investigation, the Navy concluded the crashes were avoidable. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A change is coming to the way of YouTube vets and its content. ABC's Dave Packer has the story.
The policy shift follows YouTube star Logan Paul's posting of a video showing an apparent suicide victim. The video sharing site coming under fire for allowing advertisements to run next to offensive or controversial videos. So now in order to make money from ads, creators must meet new requirements. At least 4,000 hours of watch time in the past 12 months and at least 1,000 subscribers. Previously, all that was required were 10,000 views. And YouTube now ordering workers to spend thousands of hours watching its most popular content to make sure it's appropriate. Dave Packer, ABC News.
That's QNET News on 91X. Sports will be next.
Reduce, reuse, recycle. At Quinny Waste Solutions, we don't just focus on recycling. We strongly recommend that people reduce what they purchase, reuse what they have, and then recycle what they can. Choose items that are reusable or refillable over single-use items. Avoid products that are individually wrapped, such as candies and pre-packed snacks. Also, buy fruit and vegetables that are not wrapped with plastic. Remember, reducing is the first R that you should consider before reusing and recycling. Learn more at quinnyrecycling.org.
And now for sports. South Korea's president says fielding a joint team with North Korea during next month's Winter Olympics would be a historic event that would move hearts around the world. Tom Rivers has the story.
Moon Jae-in says if it happens, it'll be a great start to resolve inter-Korean issues. Moon was speaking during a visit to the National Training Center south of Seoul. The North and South want to field a joint women's ice hockey team at the Winter Games. Meanwhile, China says Cold War thinking is behind a meeting taking place in Vancouver of U.S. allies and how to deal with North Korea's nuclear threat. Beijing adds the gathering risks splitting international opinion over the issue. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Vince Dunn scored a minute 43 into overtime last night to lift the St. Louis Blues over the Toronto Maple Leafs 2-1 at the ACC. Alex Steen tied in the final minute of the third period for the Blues. This was Chris Kerber with the final call.
Blues win the faceoff. Dunn trying to shield the puck. Marner losing it. Dunn creates a 2-on-1. He shoots. He scores! The local kid wins it for the Blues. Vince Dunn, bring out the Zamboni. The Blues win 2-1.
Ice dancers Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer will carry Canada's flag in the opening ceremonies of next month's Winter Games in South Korea. Virtue says the honor is a pinnacle of their careers.
The honor of carrying the Canadian flag into the opening ceremony of the 2018 Olympic Winter Games in Pyeongchang brings with it a sense of duty, privilege, and above all, great pride.
In the NHL, there are only two games being played tonight. The Penguins are playing the Ducks, as well as the Canadiens taking on their longtime rivals, Boston Bruins. Puck drops at 7:30. The Belleville Senators are back in action tonight as they take on the Syracuse Crunch at the Yardman Arena. The last time these two played, the Crunch beat the Sens 8-2. In tennis, the Australian Open is in full swing. The rising Canadian prospect Denis Shapovalov lost in five sets to Joe Wilfried Tsonga in the second round last night. Jeannie Bouchard won her first match and plays the number one ranked Suzanne Halep tomorrow morning at 3. The Raptors are looking to end a two-game skid against the Detroit Pistons tonight at home. The Raptors are coming off two losses against Golden State and the Philadelphia 76ers. They are currently ranked second in the Eastern Conference. Send us your team or league scores. Email us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And now for the weather. The weather forecast for Belleville. Today is a mix of sun and cloud with a 40% chance of flurries and a high of minus 4. At 12:10, it's minus 7. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Tyson Naylor. News on 91X next at 1.